a shift from the more brutal, you know, physical violence of mm-hmm. of ages before, but the Enlightenment was just a more deeply entrenched
right.
and nastier kind of violence.
And we are the Spice of Life. I am Ben Life. This is the Spice of Life. And we're going to play some post-rock, as we always do. It's Thursday from 2 to 3, so that's when I like to hang out with you guys. What else? I'm going to sneak in some indie today. Mostly the lineup is shoegaze, which is exciting for you shoegazers out there. If you don't know what that is, then stay tuned, because it's going to get really exciting. And it's pretty wet outside. When I was walking here, it was less wet, but it's pretty wet. It went wet in Vancouver. I don't know if you guys have heard about all the flooding, especially on Vancouver Island, up in Campbell River. It's just, like, it's Campbell Lake now. The whole thing is just underwater, which is scary. Flooding is kind of... It's kind of under, I think, it doesn't, it's like not, it's like a disaster that people don't appreciate enough, or no, not appreciate. People don't think it's a big deal, and then it comes in and just destroys a lot of stuff. I don't know what my words are. I've been busy studying all day for like 2 weeks now. My brain is so full of fatty acid metabolism right now, you wouldn't even believe it. I've also been doing a lot of philosophy, too. That's crazy. A lot of crazy stuff. I spent like 4 hours one day just thinking about what art was. That's a long time to think about a thing like that, but people spend their lives thinking about that. So this is exciting for me, because this is a little vacation from all of that. So thank you for joining me on this vacation into shoegaze and the wonders of post-rock. So I'm going to get it started right away with a song called So Long Lonesome. So Long Lonesome. It's by a band called Explosions in the Sky, and if you haven't heard of them, you should, because they're just excellent. They're excellent. And they have a lot of music out, and all of it's excellent. It's really good. Did I say it was excellent? If I didn't, it is. So this is off their album, All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone. And here we go.
Thank you.
That was So Long Lonesome by Explosions in the Sky. And I want to tell you guys a joke. It's a stupid joke, but most of my jokes are stupid. What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? It's irrelevant. I was kind of thinking, like, when I tell jokes and there's no one here with me, you may have noticed that it's just me today. I have no friends and no guests. Not a friend in the world. But when there's no one here to tell a joke to, when I'm telling a joke just to you guys, it's this thing of how long of a pause should I leave? Because it's not like, I like to think that you guys are sitting there shouting answers to the joke. Hopefully you hadn't heard it before. If you had, I'm sorry. You must be plagued with the same pun thing that I'm plagued with. It was a witch's curse, actually. The witch's curse is really violent. It's kind of like it's not kind of like, I'm not able to let an opportunity for a pun go by, even if it's a bad one, because if I do, then I get turned into a newt. And believe me, you don't want to be a newt. It's no fun. It's no fun at all. So, moving forward, I hope you guys like that song. Explosions in the Sky is really good. They're a super fun time. I want to play a song by another band called Roan, which is R-H-O-N-E. And the song is Longitude. They also have a song named Latitude, but I liked Longitude more, so we're playing Longitude and not Latitude. But if you want to hear Latitude or the rest of the album, you can do that in your own time. You could do that for homework. And so this is Longitude. This is the point of that story, and it's by Roan. Here we go. Thank you. we're back. That was Longitude by Roan. And what else? Oh, yeah, I was looking actually on the news, and it turns out a new study came out saying that clothes are best washed in the dishwasher. So next time you're thinking of washing your clothes in the washing machine, put them in the dishwasher in with your dishes. It'll wash them. It's a great idea. Save money, too. There's plenty of room on top of your dishes for clothes. Also, I was reading that some biologists, actually, the Council of Species Identification and Biology, have decided now that the great gray owl, which is a species of owl, was really just okay. So they're removing the great status, and now it's called the all right gray owl. So be sure to correct that when you're out bird watching, or specifically owl watching, or owling. Do they owl? No, I think it's just bird watching still. Owls are pretty amazing, though. They're pretty majestic creatures. Some would say they're the elks of the air, maybe. We played before some post-rock type music, and now we're going to sneak a bit of indie in there, because this is a post-rock show, but main point, I do what I want, and if you have a problem with there being indie being played on here, then I'm upstairs at CITR, which is the same level as CITR, because I'm in CITR, but I'm upstairs in the sub at UBC, so you can come find me, and we'll fight about it. I will absolutely fight anyone that has an issue with me playing a bit of indie, because I want to play a song by Hey Rosetta, and I really like Hey Rosetta. They're Canadian, and they're lovely and fantastic, and other adjectives. They're juicy, buoyant, thirsty, and fluvial. And they have an album called Seeds, and it's really good. So this is a song from Seeds called Young Glass.
Wrong. scared stare. You can trust in this. You can trust in this. You can trust in this. You can trust in this.
That was Hey Rosetta playing Young Glass off the album Seeds. And the entire Seeds album is just a really, it's a really lovely album. I recommend it. What else is new? What else is new? I have a habit of asking what else is new and no one ever responds because it's just me sitting in a room. I was thinking too. I don't know if you guys are jokesters or pranksters or mischievous characters, but I enjoy a jolly good prank. And I was thinking, you know how if you like leave your face if you leave Facebook open on a computer, people often play with it and they do like they make a silly post. Well, I think an even better prank would be if they've left their computer unguarded. Is to put them on a government watch list. And you do that by searching like stuff like how to make a bomb out of orange juice and where to buy cyanide and how to bioterrorism. And even probably saying those things has put me on a watch list and maybe even you, so you're welcome. And it's the, which is the guys that are watching? It's not the NRA. It's the IRA? Maybe it's an RA. Anyway, people are listening, hopefully. That'd be weird if you were like a government type agent who listened to things and they were listening to a conversation talking about them. So if there were people listening in for nefarious behavior, perhaps I'm promoting like a cult or something. If we directly reference them and they're sitting in their surveillance van listening to this conversation, that'd be weird for them because they'd be like, oh no, they know that we're listening, when in actual fact, I have no idea if they are. Probably not. I think only my mom listens to this show. What if my mom was a surveillance agent? That'd be weird. I think that would probably be a weird home life if your parent was a spy. I don't think my mom would be a very good spy. That's nothing against her. I just think that she doesn't have the qualities that a spy would have. Anyway, tangents upon tangents upon tangents. This might as well be math class. But back to the music. The music is our anchor to some continuity of the show, because when I forget that it's a music show, I tend to ramble. So that last song we heard wasn't a post-rock song. This is a post-rock show. What are you going to do about it? Oh no, look what happened. I have another one that's not a post-rock song. But this is by a band called Said the Whale, and they're from Vancouver, and they're also an indie band. And if you don't know who they are, you should get in the know, because they're wonderful. And this is off one of their earlier albums. The album was Islands Disappear. The song is Emerald Lake AB, where AB could stand for anything, but I think it stands for Alberta, because I think Emerald Lake is probably a place in Alberta. But AB could also stand for artery basketball and birds, archery basket, and various other things. Pretty much anything that starts with A and B. Aardvark Basement. It's probably Aardvark Basement. So anyway, the song is Emerald Lake AB by Said the Whale.
Left arms burn, head for the lake. A bit more sun than we could take. I'll push the Jimmy, if you push the Dave. Then we can sink down to the bottom and say, what a fine life we are living. 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 And I think you'll agree that the train tracks are complimentary. Just squishing panties and kissing girls. We scratch our names all in a row into a tree in hopes that we grow into the tallest tree the forest ever would know. We climb up to the top and shout to below. What a fine life we are living. 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 What a fine life.
What a fine life we are living. What a fine life we are living. That right there is why I'm not in a band. Why I'm not a singer at all, except in the shower and here. I can't listen to that song without singing along, if you can call it singing, because it's got such a beautiful message. And I think we need to remember sometimes that even though it's rainy and we're given like a bunch of flood warnings for the lower mainland and everything looks dreary and you just have so many exams, that it's still a fine life and that we should still be happy with the fine life that we are living. So I always surprise myself when I come up with something thoughtful amidst the craziness of that is my mind. Boy, this chair is squeaky. Can you guys hear how squeaky it is? Of course, it doesn't squeak when I want it to, but it does every other time. If you hear squeaking, it's not me farting. It is, in fact, the chair, unless it sounds like a fart, in which case it's still the chair. Yeah, I'm okay with that. This is CITR 101.9. This is a radio station. It's probably FM. It's got to be FM. It is FM radio. That would be weird if it weren't, because then I'd be wrong, and I don't like being wrong. Well, it's good to be wrong sometimes. And this is the show that this is Spice of Life. And today's spice is cinnamon, which is brought to you by the Cinnamon Corporation of Uruguay. They're big cinnamon manufacturers. It's actually their number one exported product is cinnamon, I believe. And don't hold any illusion that that's true. That's not true at all. Most of the stuff I say is just straight up not true. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. Because it's not so much that I'm lying to you, but that sometimes untruths are more fun. And I like to have fun. I like doing fun things. What else? I'm catching myself saying a lot today. I must be nervous. This is my 22nd show, I think, ever on the radio, and I'm still nervous. It's not like riding a bicycle. It's sort of like going on dates. No matter how many you go on, you're still going to be nervous. So I hope the date's going well for you. I'm enjoying it myself. Lots of good music. If you weren't into that indie stuff, which you should be, because, I mean, come on, please. But if that wasn't your style, we have some more post-rock coming around soon. As in when I play more music. And it's going to be good, quite good, I think. I think very much so, yes. So we're going to start off the second half of the show, I guess, because it's 2:32. That almost said 14:32, but people don't do that. The clock in here is a 24-hour clock, and that always screws me up a little. You'd think that, like, by now, being an adult, you'd know how to read one of those things. And I do, don't get me wrong, but it's a little slow. So, not the clock. The clock is fine. So, I want to play a song by Marnie Stern, and she is crazy. She's cool. She has a reputation as the lady who shreds, because boy, does she shred. So, this is sort of on the math rocky side of things, maybe, or it could just be some rock, but it's lovely. It's good, and open up your eardrums, because here comes Marnie Stern, playing the song Cinco de Mayo, which is Spanish for sandwich with mayo.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Marnie Stern playing Cinco de Mayo. This is The Spice of Life, and I'm your host, Ben Life. And that reminds me, I have a Facebook page, or the show has a Facebook page, called Spice of Life 101.9 CITR FM, or Spice of Life CITR 101.9 FM, I think is what it is. You'd think I would know it, but I can, you know, it's one of those two. You'll find it if you look for it. And I encourage you to look for it because it's for a couple reasons. First of all, every like I get a new beard hair, which is exciting because I'm not a very beardly gentleman. And I'm really sensitive about it. And it's probably my greatest flaw is not having a beard, which is a pretty good greatest flaw to not have. But anyway, I would very much like a beard, so if you could get me more beard hairs, some more whiskers, that would be great. I tried eating whiskers, the dog food, because I thought it would help get me whiskers. It didn't. Dog food's actually not that bad, as a side note. It kind of just tastes like weird crackers. But back to the topic at hand. So if you like the Facebook page, I get beard hair, you become more attractive. 10 out of 10 dentists recommend that you would become more attractive. It was this interesting study, but liking the page gets you that, and it also helps out stray cats as well as the Amazon rainforest, and it saves the whales, and it prevents scurvy too. That's important because scurvy is a terrible disease. Unless you're a pirate, and then I think it makes you cooler. I'm not totally sure how pirate cliques work, but I'm pretty sure having scurvy makes you cooler if you're a pirate. I would have liked to have been a pirate. That would have been kind of fun. I think piracy. You get to be on the eight seas, because back then there was another one. And the whole world was just more exciting. But then again, you get scurvy and you die. So I'm thankful that we live in a world with good medicine. Moving forward, onward, upward, and outward, let's play another song. This song is by a band called Sounds of Quincy. They are Canadian, and the song is Echo. Thank you. That was Sounds of Quincy playing the song Echo. And that was a bit of a change up. The next song that I'm going to play, I'm not going to play it right away, but it's a little bit more like that kind of vibe, which is a good calming thing. You know, it's the middle of the day on Thursday, and we could all use a breath of calmness. I was thinking about what the weirdest sound that I could make on the radio was. One time I made whale noises. That was fun. But I think I can probably one-up it. And I've been practicing, which is a weird thing to admit, that you practice making weird noises. Not specifically for this, but more for life. Because you never know when you're going to need to make a weird noise, like on the spot, and it's good to have a few prepared, some weird noises. One of my favorites is the pterodactyl noise. Do you guys know the one? It's like, I don't know why I think pterodactyls make that noise, but I imagine that if a pterodactyl were to make a noise, it would probably be a noise like that. Which reminds me, if for no other reason we want to make Jurassic Park a real thing, it would be interesting to know what noises the dinosaurs made, right? Because we assume that Tyrannosaurus rexes had these great roars, but we don't really know because we've only seen their bones, so we don't know what noises they would have made. Maybe they were really polite, like, excuse me, dinosaur, I want to eat you, please, I'll be gentle. I think it would make them a lot less scary if they just had really quiet. Maybe they meowed. That'd be really surreal to go back in time in some sort of DeLorean or other time travel device and find out that all dinosaurs just meowed. I'd be okay with that, I think. I think I could accept that, and that would be okay. Now that that's over, and we've gone there, I want to play another song by a band called Jung People. They're Canadian and worth looking into, I think, definitely, because they're quite good indeed. And they're kind of like Do Makes They Think, who I play a lot, and I like them both a lot. Anyway, this is Jung. And you know what? Actually, I think I may have been misspeaking. I think it's pronounced Young People, but it's spelt J-U-N-G, which is just misleading to have it be spelt one way and then be like, no, sorry, it's pronounced this other thing. Like, it's like when people name their kids something and then they name it something where it looks like it'd be pronounced one way, and then it's totally pronounced a different way, and then the kid has to correct people for the rest of their lives. Like, I heard about this story of this woman, and I think it was somewhere in the States, probably Florida, knowing Florida. This woman named her child L-E-A, and she got annoyed because everyone at the school kept getting it wrong. And she went into the school and said, you guys have to pronounce your name right. And they're like, well, is it Leah? And she's like, no, it's LaDasha. You have to pronounce the dash. So anyway, Young People is the band, and the song is From Our Eyes Into the Fire. Thank you. How about that? I like that song. I like young people. Young people. LaDasha. We're running out of time. It's been a real pleasure to spend this time with you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you all. And as always, this is one of the highlights of my week. So thank you for being here with me. And I hope you guys look into some of these bands or into post-rock, because it's there waiting for you, and it just wants to embrace you and just give you a nice little nice big musical hug with sounds and good vibrations. So, running out of time, I'll be back next week. Same time, same bat time, same bat channel. And have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful weekend. And see you next time on The Spice of Life. This last song I'm going to have play me out is called Zodiac by God is an Astronaut. And to all a good night.